As the House continues its discussions and the Senate gets ready to perhaps take up Iraq again, a larger debate is going on around the country on whether continuing the war is the correct policy. NPR's Greg Allen spoke with people in Miami about whether they're following the debate or watching on TV.
Thank you. Excellent draft beat, man. Very good.
At Coral Reef Park in the Miami suburb of Palmetto Bay, Leroy Pettis is a tennis instructor. After lessons, Pettis said he's been busy with tennis and other things and hasn't watched any of the debate on TV. He says he has been following what's been going on, though, and he doesn't support the president's plan to send additional troops to Iraq.
It's a war we never should have gotten into. We can't win. There's no way we can win. So cut your losses and stop it and do whatever you have to do, but get the boys home and, you know, try and make world peace. And there's never always going to be world peace, but we don't need to be dying. We need to be taking care of ourselves first. Then maybe, you know, help other people. But I think it's just another Vietnam fiasco.
Elsewhere in the park, Lou Petrillo is sitting on a bench at the playground, keeping an eye on his granddaughter. Petrillo is a former bank president, now retired. He hasn't watched any of it on C-SPAN. But this week's debate is important, he says, and it shouldn't be misconstrued as a lessening of support for the troops.
You know, being a former serviceman is that you want the support from your fellow Americans. You want to know they're there. We're there for them. There's no denying that. I don't think any member in Congress is not supporting the troops. They're supporting what the hell we're doing there. When is enough enough?
On the University of Miami campus in Coral Gables, it's lunchtime. At the outdoor pool, students are sunbathing. Just next door, sophomore Sophia Montz is having lunch with some friends. Montz is a history and international relations major, and like all her friends at the table, she's another who hasn't watched any of this week's debate. But she's very aware of it, and she doesn't like it. She thinks the measure doesn't go far enough.
This is kind of irresponsible, the Democrats, after we've, you know, given them Congress, and then they've promised all of these things, you know, to their constituency, and they haven't been able to deliver anything other than some kind of, you know, symbolic action.
Along Main Highway in Coconut Grove, tables from restaurants and cafes crowd the sidewalk. It's a gathering place for visitors and also locals, like Devon Sadeo, who's on his way to Starbucks with his two kids, Madeline, age 6, and Charlie, age 4.
I listen to NPR, I watch Fox News, I listen to CNN, the whole gambit. Madeline, come out of there, please.
Sadeo is an attorney, and like everyone else I spoke with, he hasn't taken time out from his daily schedule to watch this week's debate. But he is well-versed in the nuances of the conflict in Iraq, supporting the president and the decision to send more troops. But he says that doesn't mean he's happy about the war.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are upset with the war. I think a lot of people are upset with the way things are handled. But the fact is we're in there, and I think that some kind of exit without real management and thought involved is going to be worse.
Although he calls himself a conservative, Sadeo thinks those who oppose holding the debate while we're engaged in a war are wrong. This week's debate in the House is useful, he says, and that he believes it will help policymakers find a middle ground on Iraq that most Americans can live with. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
All right, guys, let's go get some Starbucks.